As you listen to these words of God, just allow it to go down on the inside of you, just as if you were taking medicine. If it is alive, and it is, then let it take the disease out of the inside of you. Proverbs 4:20 says, "My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to your whole body." So the word is healing. And I want to give you some confessions of the Word of God that are based on just what was read. See, God wants us to be able to apply that Word to our individual lives. So I want to show you how to take the Word and apply it to your life. So, Father, I want to thank you that you are the God that heals me. God, you said you'd fulfill my days to 120 years, or at least until I'm satisfied. In Psalms 91, you said with long life you would satisfy me and show me your great salvation. I thank you that I shall be buried at a good old age.
In the Word of God, there is not one incidence where someone came to Jesus and Jesus turned him away. He healed them all. In Acts 10:34, it says that God is not a respecter of persons. And Malachi 3:8 says that he never changes. Jesus said his words are spirit and they are life. Anything that Jesus can do, his word can do. In Hebrews 6, it says that the word of God is alive and full of power. Let God's word speak to you today. Exodus 15, verse 26. He said, "If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, obeying his commands and keeping all his decrees, then I will not make you suffer any of the diseases I sent on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." Exodus 23, verses 25 through 26. "You must serve only the Lord your God. If you do, I will bless you with food and water. I will protect you from illness. There will be no miscarriages or infertility in your land, and I will give you long, full lives."
When I was 59 years old, I turned my van over. I was going 68 miles an hour and it rolled over 3 times, pulled the wheels off, broke the axle, was totally demolished, all the windows broken, and even my cell phone was crushed. They thought I was gonna die, but I knew better. I was promised long life and I knew I would live. I was broken, I had broken bones, crushed shoulder, had internal bleeding, my lung was punctured, I had broken ribs. But God put me back together, some immediately and some it took 6 weeks. But my bone grew back together without surgery and I was left with no ill effects. The doctor assured me that I have limited use of my arm and it would be like an arthritic shoulder. And he could hardly believe when my scapula grew back together without surgery. Thank God for his word. My friend brought me a CD player with a CD of nothing but healing scriptures. I played them constantly for 6 days. My shoulder was frozen, my rotator was asleep, so I told it to wake up and thaw out. I went home with nothing for pain but Tylenol. I've had no pain and full use of my arm for the last 14 years. I told my shoulder, "You are quickened and made alive," according to Romans 8:11. If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me, he will also quicken my mortal body. That means he'll make it alive. So do you see that when God sees the blood, he said the enemy would have to pass over me. And no plague could come near my dwelling to destroy me. Can't come near me. He watches over his word to perform it. Thank you, Father, that you have taken cancer and sickness and all kinds of diseases away from the midst of me. Therefore, cancer and other diseases cannot live on my body. My Father will not put disease on me, and he said he would take sickness away from me. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "I am the righteousness of God in Christ. He who knew no sin became sin, that I might be made the righteousness of God in Christ." It pays to know who you are in him. When the mammogram showed I had a large mass in my right breast, I told the nurse and the devil, "I am the righteousness of God in Christ." And as that, masses and tumors and cancers and lumps and bumps have no right to live on my body. I stood my ground and the new test showed my breasts were clear. One x-ray was a mass, the next one was clear. Praise God. My declaration is cancer cannot live on me. Praise the Lord. He watches over his word to perform it. My days shall go well and shall be multiplied, and I will have days of heaven on earth. He came that I might have life and have it to the fullest until it overflows. Stand up for what's yours. Do not let that sickness rule over your body. Any curse that comes against me shall be turned into a blessing because God loves me. As my days are, so shall my strength be. God has promised to give me strength and bless me with peace. He will preserve me and keep me alive. He will strengthen me even on the bed of my sickness. Thank you, Father, that you promised you would turn my bed of sickness into healing. Thank you, God, that you are the health of my countenance and you are my God.
Psalm 30, verses 1 and 2. I will exalt thee, O Lord, for thou hast lift me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Deuteronomy 11, verse 21. That your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land of which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. Nehemiah 13, verse 2. For they had not provided the Israelites with food and water in the wilderness. Instead, they hired Balaam to curse them. Through our God turned to the curse into blessing. Proverbs 9, verse 11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Psalm 41, verse 3. The Lord nurses them when they are sick and restores them to health. Psalm 91, verse 10. There shall be no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. Psalm 91, verse 16. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 103, verse 3. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases? Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Psalm 118, verse 17. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Psalm 147, verse 3. He heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. Proverbs 4, verse 10. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. Proverbs 3, verse 8. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. Proverbs 16, verse 24. Pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Proverbs 15, verse 30. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and the good report makes the bones fat. Proverbs 16, verse 24. Pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Proverbs 17, verse 22. A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Isaiah 35, verse 5. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Isaiah 35, verse 6. Then the lame shall leap like deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for water shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. Isaiah 38, verse 16. O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So you will restore me and make me live. Isaiah 40, verse 29. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 46, verse 4. Even to your old age, I am He, and even to gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and I will deliver you. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Surely He has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. But He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon Him, and with the stripes that wounded Him, we are healed and made whole.
Praise you, Father, that no plague shall come near my dwelling, my house, because I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I call Him my rock, my fortress, my God, in Him I trust. My Father heals all my diseases. He even sent His word and healed me and delivered me from all destruction that the enemy tries to send on me. You told me, Father, that when I come to You, I must believe that You exist, and that You are a rewarder of anyone who diligently seeks You. I declare I'm a seeker, Father. You told me that if I ask anything according to Your will, I can know that You hear me. And if I know You hear me, I know I'll have what I ask for. I know by Your word that healing is Your will. Praise Your holy name that I know I've received my healing, so I give You praise for that. You even heal my broken heart. You bind up my wounds. Your words are life to me and health are medicine to my bones. You told me in the word that You would allow me to recover and that I would live. Thank You for bearing my diseases and carrying all my pains. By Your stripes I'm healed. Himself took all my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. I remember praying for a young man who was only about 2.5 feet tall. He was 13 years old. I asked him what he wanted from God. He said, I want to grow. I sat him in his chair and I commanded him to grow. Now listen, I was not commanding God. I was making a demand on the Word of God. The Word of God that said He would perfect that which concerns us. That young man grew 2 inches in 2 weeks. Now that was in another state and I have not heard from him since. He may be 6 feet tall by now. God said, is anything too hard for me? And I ask you that, is anything too hard for God? We prayed for a young man with no hand. He's growing a hand. He now has a wrist, a pulse, fingers, and a thumb starting to grow. A lady born with no hip socket grew one in front of me. She grew a hip socket and was able to stand straight with no pain for the first time in her life. God had just restored her. A lady in the church that we go to now, Life Church, is growing toes after prayer. Is anything too hard for me, says God. God says, ask anything in my name and I'll do it. God said, delight yourself in me and I'll give you the desires of your heart. See, God has highly exalted Jesus and given Him a name that's above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. I declare that this sickness, if it didn't want to bow, it shouldn't have had a name. Since it has a name, and it doesn't matter if that name is cancer, diabetes, arthritis, lupus, whatever it is you're fighting, whatever it is has a name, and it has to bow and fall off your body at that powerful name of Jesus. I want to thank You, Father, that You said You'd bring health and cure to my body and reveal unto me the abundance of peace and truth. You said in the book of Amos that if I would seek You, I would live. And I'm seeking Your face. God, You declared that by Your stripes I'm healed. So I declare that same thing. By Your stripes I'm healed. You said according to my faith it would be done unto me. I remember praying for a baby who was 9 months old, who was as sick as I'd ever seen a baby be. She couldn't even cry, she just made sounds. We anointed her with oil, my husband and I, and she was healed of spinal meningitis and some other things that were incurable. She is now a gynecologist and has even helped start a church in one of the islands. A little girl 5 years old who couldn't talk because of an accident that had burned her vocal cords was brought to me for prayer. After prayer, she has been talking ever since, and that was 20 years ago. See, people, the word worked 50 years ago, 30 years ago, 10 years ago, and it's working today. I prayed for a little boy 6 years old who had severely crossed eyes. He was to have surgery in a couple of weeks. I prayed for him, and he was instantly healed and has never had a surgery on his eyes. God has grown out crooked legs, turned gristle into bone, replaced body parts, brought the dead back to life, healed AIDS and cancer and lots of other things when I ask him to, just because I ask him. Healing is the children's bread, and he's not too busy to hear you and answer your cries for help. And I want to inject in here, people, this is not saying, look what I've done. This is saying, look what Jesus has done. He's the only hero of this story, and his word will work as quickly as he could do it himself. Remember, God loves you so much that he sent Jesus to pay the penalty for your sin and to take the stripes on his back and to see that you are healed. Don't ever come to God on your own merits. Just come to get what Jesus already paid for and said you could have. Praise God. Do you understand that? Remember in John 17, God said that he loves you just as much as he loves Jesus. Understand that the word of God is so real and so powerful. And as you learn to apply that word to your life on a consistent basis, you'll begin to believe that. And as you reach out in faith, God will do the thing. You don't ever have to call unto God and say, God, come and heal me, because he did what he needed to do at Calvary. And now you just do what you need to do and receive it. I'll say that again. God did what he did at Calvary. He paid for your healing. He paid for all of it. I mean, every sickness and every disease, even those they didn't know about back then, he knew. Ebola is not a surprise to Jesus. One of those stripes on his back was for Ebola. It was for SARS and all these diseases that nobody ever heard of before. But he said he heals all your diseases. So just reach out to him in faith and believe that God is hearing your prayer and that he will answer you. Father, I pray for this one listening to this recording. I pray for their ability to believe you and to reach out and get what you have given them. I come against any condemnation or guilt that would keep them bound because you bore that too. I agree with them for the total manifestation of their healing. Thank you for your wonderful grace and mercy and for loving this one so much that you gave and gave and gave so that they could live free of the curse. Thank you, Christ, that you redeemed this one from the curse of the law. And under that curse was sin, sickness, disease, and even physical death. If Jesus took their place and bought them back from all that the curse entailed, we freely receive what he did. We will be eternally grateful for all that you have done for us. And we thank you, Father. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you have done exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you took my sickness and my pains into your own body when they whipped you. I see my sickness appearing on your body. You took my sickness and I don't want it back. I don't have to have it. You demon of cancer, you infirmity, or whatever sickness that you may have, the enemy has tried to put on us. You devils of fear and oppression, I bind you in Jesus' name. And I command you to come out of this body. Go in the name of Jesus and never come back. I plead the blood of Jesus over my soul and my body. Devil, you can't cross the bloodline. You come out now in Jesus' name. Jesus, I love you and I worship you. I thank you for washing away all my sins and healing my body of all diseases and all sicknesses. I thank you for that, Father. You are such a wonderful God, and you do what we ask, God. What we ask in faith, you do. And God, I just thank you now. And because of all of this, I declare with confidence, I'm a blessed person. The favor of God rests on me. Where sin is big, grace is bigger. I have sufficient mercies introduced into my life today to deal with everything I will encounter. There are no unredeemable mistakes in my life. God's investment into me is endless.
Isaiah 57, verse 19. Creating the praise of the lips, peace, peace to him who is far and to him who is near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. Isaiah 58, verse 8. Then your light shall break forth like the morning, your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Jeremiah 30, verse 17. For I will restore health to you and heal your wounds, says the Lord. Jeremiah 33, verse 6. Behold, I will bring it health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. Ezekiel 34, verse 16. I will seek up what was lost and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick. Ezekiel 37, verse 5. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Ezekiel 37, verse 14. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. Amos 5, verse 4. For thus says the Lord to the house of Israel, seek me and live. Malachi 4, verse 2. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. Matthew 8, verse 3. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew 8, verse 17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Matthew 14, verse 14. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. Matthew 10, verse 1. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases. Luke 9, verse 1. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. Matthew 9, verse 29. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. Matthew 14, verse 36. And he begged them that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched it were made perfectly well. Mark 7, verse 37. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, he has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. Mark 9, verse 23. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Mark 11, verses 23 and 24. For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Mark 16, verse 18. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Luke 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Luke 9, verse 56. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Luke 9, verse 11. But when the multitudes knew it, they followed him, and he received them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God, and healed those who had need of healing. Luke 10, verse 19. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. John 1, verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 6, verse 63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. John 10, verse 10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. John 11, verse 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. John 14, verse 14. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Acts 3, verse 16. And his name, through faith in his name, he has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Acts 4, verse 30. By stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. Acts 9, verse 34. And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus the Christ heals you. Arise and make your bed. Then he rose immediately. Acts 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Acts 19, verse 12. So that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick. The diseases left them and the evil spirits went out of them. Romans 8:32, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. First Corinthians 12, verse 9. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 10 and 11. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 10, who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us. Ephesians 1, verses 20 through 22, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. Ephesians 6, verse 3, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Colossians 1, verse 13, for he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son. 2 Timothy 4, verse 18, yes, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil attack and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. All glory to God forever and ever. Amen. Hebrews 2, verses 14 and 15. Because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil who had the power of death. Only in this way could he set free all who lived their lives as slaves to the fear of dying. Hebrews 12, verse 12. So take a new grip with your tired hands and strengthen your weak knees. Mark out a straight path for your feet so that those who are weak and lame will not fall but become strong. James 5, verses 14 through 16. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me bless his holy name. Now, how could my heart bless the Lord? It could bless the Lord by operating to the perfection with which God created it to function. So I tell all of my vital organs to bless the Lord, begin to operate and function the way God called them to function. Every cell in my body has to do what it's supposed to do. I believe this in faith. I believe this. Lord, you said you heal all my diseases. You even said you redeem my life from destruction, and that you'll crown my head with loving kindness and tender mercies, and that you'll renew my youth as the eagle. So God, I just thank you that we will live long and we will live strong. I ask you this, after all that I've said to you, how can you talk disease and sickness when the Bible says, with his stripes you are healed? Isaiah 53:5. How can you talk weakness when the Bible says the Lord is the strength of my life? Psalms 27:1. How can you talk defeat when the Bible says I'm more than a conqueror in Christ? Romans 8:37. How can you talk lack when the Bible says my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory? Philippians 4:19. How can I talk bondage when the Bible says the Son has set me free? John 8:36. In the book of Romans, it says we're more than a conqueror. We are more than conquerors, people. We're not just barely getting by. We have a right to be here and we have a right to live whole because Jesus said so. So receive your healing and start to live like an overcomer in Jesus' name.
1 Peter 2, verse 24. This is the kind of life you've been invited to, the kind of life Christ lived. He suffered everything that came his way, so you would know that it could be done, and also know how to do it step by step. He never did one thing wrong, not once said anything amiss. They called him every name in the book, and he said nothing back. He suffered in silence, content to let God set things right. He used his servant body to carry our sins to the cross, so we would be rid of sin, free to live the right way. His wounds became your healing. You were lost sheep with no idea who you were or where you were going. Now you are named and kept for good by the shepherd of your souls. 2 Peter 1, verse 3. As his divine power has given us to all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Revelation 22, verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." Let him who hears say, "Come." And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. 3 John 1, verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.
Hebrews 4:12 in the Amplified says, "For the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective." That word will do the same thing that Jesus did when he was on this earth. It will heal you if you take it. Just take the word and apply it to your life. Say it over and over again, not as just rote and random, but begin to say the word and let it be alive to you, knowing that that word is going on the inside of you and healing your diseases. Praise the Lord.